Well, I have zero clue how this team gets away with it every time, but the Rangers win 4-3 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. Yeah, I mean, the title pretty much sums up this game. They played a 20-minute effort and somehow got the win. I don't know why they couldn't play the way they did in the third period for a full 60. Do not ask me, because I don't know. I have zero clue. And, you know, it just... I don't have an answer with that. I really don't. Will Cooley, who I was criticizing a lot yesterday, I'd like to think that he listens to my streams, even though he obviously has no clue who I am. He stepped up big and is the reason they won this game in the end. He is the reason they won. Arthur Kaliev came back in the lineup, scored a goal, which was nice. Zibanejad had a goal 4-on-4. And, yeah, again, I don't know how the hell they won this game, but they won this game. Before we jump in everything, leave a like on your way in. Subscribe if you guys are new to the channel. Turn on your notifications so you know when I upload or go live. I really don't have many thoughts with this game, though, honestly. I really don't. I'm just at a point where it's like the effort for so much of the game is just non-existent to where, you know, what am I supposed to say? I've been told before, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all, which that doesn't stop me most of the time, but nonetheless, yeah. Nonetheless, that's really what it is with this game. I'm just disappointed with certain things that occur during this game that could have showed a little more characteristics of a team that has intentions of making the playoffs, a team that has intentions of playing winning hockey down the stretch, because Lafreniere was just terrible today. Brian Lindgren's still a problem. I don't like how Trocheck didn't drop the gloves when he was right in the face of Damon Severson. I don't like that he didn't drop the gloves there. So, and in general, I mean, the defensive effort was terrible. They mentioned it all night on the broadcast. They highlighted it. Steve Alquette was very annoyed. I'm sure that he's saying right now during the intermission, never doubt Giannone, because, or in the post game, I should say. I'm sure he's saying, never doubt Giannone, because he usually says that when they find a way to pull a rabbit out of their ass and win. So, yeah, and it's with stuff like this that they're ranked in allowing cross ice passes. And yeah, you could say Columbus was snake bit. There was a few posts there, but but yeah. And yeah, I didn't like JT Miller's game today. I didn't like how they played in general today overall. I didn't at all, truthfully. Truthfully, I do not like how they played at all. But what am I going to do? Sit here and scream about the same crap I have all season? If the bar is low, then sure, this is a good win because they needed to get 2 points tonight and they pulled a rabbit out of their ass at the end of the game. Sure, but you know, I still feel the bar should be way higher than that, but that's just me. If the Rangers did enough to get Drury to buy at the deadline, we'll see. Who the hell knows? I just can't even believe, too, that Jimmy Vesey started this game on the first line. That was insane, too. I don't know what that was about. Honestly, shot they won this game. They will not make the playoffs if this is how they are going to play. I mean, yeah. Pretty much, yeah. That this isn't a playoff level team. They're not. Now that they took 3 out of 4 before the break, do I think Drury is making not rental trades but retooling trades during the break or the deadline? If you're asking me if I think they're going to get rentals or guys with term, I have no clue. I'd hope guys with term because this year's team is not winning a Stanley Cup. But we'll see. I'm at a point where it's like, whatever. I've yelled, I've screamed, and all that other stuff way too much. Rangers love to throw the puck out in front of the net aimlessly, and yet no Rangers actually there, so it just turns quickly the other way to a team with more speed than them, which is like every team. Yeah, I know. And, I mean, they got dominated in transition by Pittsburgh last night, so I know. I completely agree. And how about Mika Zibanejad passing on a breakaway again? I can't, man. Let's see. Hopefully not. I get it, but hopefully not. Because this team shouldn't be going for it right now. They're not in a spot to trade futures for rentals. If they're going to get guys with terms, sure. Go ahead. But getting rentals right now makes zero sense still to me. What are they going to do with Smith? They should move him. I mean, if he's playing on the fourth line, then what's the point of him being here? Yeah, this is really it, Anthony. They cannot they can't defend off the rush. I mean, even when they were hemmed in at points, it was just like torture watching them play in their own end. And I just don't understand why this forward group has such an inability to back check. Yeah, this is exactly what I just said. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree. The defense is horrendous and it's probably not fixable. If they are going to do it, think of it this way. They will be the most rested team going into the playoffs because they play one third of an outing every game. Playing chess, not checkers. Sure. Hey, you know what? I can't argue with it there, though. I really cannot argue with that. Laugh Jangly needs to spend time in the AHL. I mean, that's not going to happen. Backchecking is not a strategy. It's a mindset. I don't know if this team knows about that, though, unfortunately. Would I want Quick to come back? No. I mean, Dylan Garand's got to come up at some point. Dylan Garand's got to play in the NHL at some point. And if it's not next year, when is it? You might as well move the guy then. I would play him. What are my thoughts on Kaliev? I like Kaliev. I didn't think it made sense for him to get scratched in the first place. I never understood why he got scratched. Yeah, but there's a 2-week break. I think Igor's going to be healthy by the time the 2 weeks is up. I think that all it is with Igor, yes, I think there was an injury, but I also think that at the same time, it's a minor injury to the point where they're like, all right, well, God forbid something happens to Quick. We don't even want to put Igor in the game. So we're just going to go ahead and just call up Garand. You know, God forbid he was needed tonight. I think that was just what it was with that. I mean, that's the only way they'd make the playoffs at this rate is if they went on that kind of run. But they're not going on that kind of run if they play like they did tonight. And no, Quick isn't that bad, but Father Time's catching up a bit to him. And, you know, Garon's got to play at some point. It's not like I don't want to keep Quick because he's quote-unquote bad or anything. I just think that Garon's got to play at some point. That's all it is. That's not true at all, because that would require other teams not winning games. So I don't know about that one. I saw a tweet earlier that pretty much summed up how much of a mountain, or it might have even been yesterday, how much of a mountain it is to climb for the Rangers here, to where there's only like one team that has had the point percentage that they need. Here we go. I found the tweet actually from Adam Gretz on Twitter. The Rangers need a 660 points percentage the rest of the way to get to 93 points, the current playoff cutoff. Only one team in the Eastern Conference has played at a 660 point percentage so far this season. So there you have it. Yeah, me too, man. Hope the Eagles win tomorrow. Yeah, Olivier was good for Columbus tonight. I don't know if that's a good enough record. I don't know if 16-4-5 is a good enough record. Would that be? Because how many points would that put them at? I'm trying to do quick math in my head here. Yeah, I don't think that's going to be enough. That would put them at what, like 90 something points? Would they even put them at 90? I don't even know. Somebody give me the math on that one. If they went 16-4-5, someone tell me how many points they would have. Actually, you know what? I want to actually crunch the numbers there. I'll figure this out here. It would be 95, right? Yeah, maybe that would. Yeah, 95. Yeah. I mean, maybe that would be enough. I don't know. I'd be amazed if they got to that record, though. That would be... I'd be shocked if they had that good of a run to end the season. Should Cooley be given the money? Laugh was. Honestly, Cooley has a right to ask for that type of money. That Lafreniere got it when Lafreniere's been playing like complete garbage. Thank you for the $2, Steve. Devils now. We have 8 points on Jackets and 10 on New York. Well, thank you for the $2. And yeah, I know the Devils haven't been as good lately, but they're in a spot to where it would have to get really ugly for them to miss. There's just not a lot of time left. I am very happy, though, that the 2 weeks here are here for the Four Nations. Very happy about that. Who do they even play coming out of the Four Nations? Oh, Buffalo. Buffalo and Pittsburgh. Surely they beat those two teams. For me, though, like, I can't sit here and say they're going to sneak in and go 16-4-5 or whatever the record was when this team has not won three straight games since Shohei Ohtani was swinging a bat. So I can't sit here and even say that. Thank you for the $2, Steve. Again, most likely Devils get Nico back after the break. That is going to help the Devils a lot as well. I don't know what Markstrom's timeline is, but him coming back would obviously help. No, there is no there's no roster freeze during the Four Nations, Shembo. There's no roster freeze, but I'm pretty sure reporters have said that there's not expected to be a lot of moves during the Four Nations break. But I could be wrong. You know, they could be wrong, I should say. We'll see. They are far from just replacing Lindgren and getting a 3C from going on a run, my man. Yeah, they're going to have to get a lot of overtime losses there. Who would take Riley Smith? Teams get desperate at the deadline, and I think Vegas would want him back. I could see Vegas bringing Riley Smith back. They need help on the wings a bit. I could see that happening. Maybe I'm wrong. Thank you for the $2, Steve. He was 4 to 6 weeks, and 4 weeks is during the break, so maybe a little bit after. Fifth round pick after they trade him for a second and a fifth. Yikes. That would be brutal. That would be pretty brutal. I mean, they're not going to get the same return for what they gave up for him. It's like when they traded for Ryan Reeves. Who was a big time free agent this summer? Rantanen, who's been struggling lately. Marner. Those are probably the two top guys. Sure, you should try to trade for Pavel Buchnevich. Do I think Carolina is re-signing Rantanen? I don't know, because there's rumors lately that maybe they'd flip him, because right now he's been playing pretty poorly in Carolina, and there's talks that maybe they're going to flip him for a different asset come the deadline. Is that going to happen? I don't know, but we'll see. That would be interesting, though, to see that happen. Thank you for the $5, Jay Lewis. I appreciate that. Defensive system is an issue, especially when the Rangers players don't back check. That is a system issue, right? Laffy and others need to stop being lazy on the back check and keep skating. I think it's both. I think it's the system as well as the fact that, in general, this team is... I mean, this team has had defensive issues for under multiple different coaches now. It's not really anything new. That's the problem there. Thank you for the $2, Steve. Allen and Dawes are enough, so as long as we score goals, yeah. I mean, for the devil's sake, yeah. Pooch will end up a Lightning. I could see that, honestly, if he did get traded. I think Tuck could go to the Lightning. I mean, they gave out 2 firsts for Hagel. What's stopping them from giving up like 2 firsts and Isaac Howard to go get Alex Tuck? Same team that gave up a first to get Barkley Goodrow and a first to get Blake Coleman. Thank you for the $5 again, Jay Lewis. Really appreciate that. Phil Housley, not defensively great when he played, but hired as a defensive coach makes no sense at all. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Phil Housley either. And I'm pretty sure he was terrible too when he was with Buffalo. So there's that going for you. Let's see. The balls to swing on Hagel. Yeah, I mean, it's working out for them to an extent. I mean, they haven't won with Hagel, but I mean, he's been one of their better players. 100%. Yeah, he's over a point per game this year, even. Yeah, I mean, that's true too. When that's what he said about playing defense. I mean, he's right to an extent. I get what he's saying, but then where's the good offensive system, you know? Because this team doesn't forecheck well. They're not excellent in transition. Like, where is their strength offensively? What is their strength offensively, I should say? Thank you for the $5, Steve. Damn, you and Jay Lewis are going crazy right now, but I appreciate this. Pretty sure it'll be Devils versus Canes in the first round of hopes. One question, who has home ice? Yeah, it feels similar to when the Rangers and Devils were, two seasons ago, sitting second and third, and it was a matter of the seeding at that point versus anything else, so... Yeah, it's probably what it is. Healthy Devils would torch the Canes. I don't know. That'd be a close matchup. Really depends if Rantanen gets going for the Canes, because that would change a lot, and I do like the Canes more defensively, but it'd be a good series. I would go 6 or 7. Yeah, but at the same time, the Devils have got better since then, Gavin. That would be my counter to that one. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to even say this just because I'm a Rangers fan, but, like, I do think the Devils have a lot of flaws to them. Like, there's really a lot of flaws with that Devils team, and they are a team that right now looks like they are goaltender reliant, which is, hi, familiar feeling. Yeah, pretty much what happened tonight for the Rangers, but, yeah, that's really one of their issues to where... Could they beat Carolina? Maybe, because that was how the Rangers beat Carolina. But I really do wonder how far they go. Either way, I think that whoever comes out of the Atlantic side of the bracket this year ends up going to the finals. That's personally my opinion. If I was to make an early prediction, make a bold claim, if you will, I think whoever, whether it's Florida, everyone's going to laugh at it, or Toronto, or Ottawa, maybe not Ottawa. Okay, I can't see Ottawa getting there. But I think if it's Florida, Toronto, or Tampa Bay, I think that any of those teams would beat Washington, Carolina, New Jersey, whoever else, you know, might be. Thank you for the $5 again, Steve. I'm curious to see how they shake up the bottom six to get more scoring out of them come the deadline. Yeah, the Devils do need a lot more depth come the deadline. For sure. For sure. Why are the Rangers prefer soft players that aren't good defensively? You're asking the wrong guy. I've been asking this. I'm sharing that question with you, Jay Lewis. I get it, man. I get it. I'm just as curious on that one. The only reason they might not get knocked out in the first round, Iceman, is because of the fact that the Metro side is... It's a little weird, the Metro side right now. It's a little weird. Like, I really don't know how that's going to go. That's why I really do think whoever comes out of the Atlantic side is going to the finals from the East. Thank you for the $2, J. Lewis. Colton Sissons as a third line center. Eh. Eh. I mean, wouldn't be terrible because he has term, but if you're getting a guy from Nashville, the guy that I still stand by to get is Ryan O'Reilly. 1,000,000%. Oilers, Bolts. Something feels off about the Lightning to me, though. If they get, like, Alex Tuch and Bowen Byram in a package deal from Buffalo, I could see them making some noise come the playoffs. But something feels off about Tampa Bay to me. That's the only issue I have to where I don't know if they could get to the finals this year. Or win, I should say. Because I know I just said that they probably could get to the finals just because the East is really weird right now, but... And thank you again for the $2. A healthy Markstrom commits highway robbery on the ice. Yes, that does help, but as us Ranger fans know, it only means so much. It only means so much when you're just relying on your goaltender. And yeah, Ryan O'Reilly would cost a first and a top prospect, but if they're going to try to add guys with term and try to turn things around next year, then Ryan O'Reilly is a guy that the Rangers should target because he profiles under what we're talking about, which is a guy that is good. He plays a good 200-foot game. And yeah, I get this, that they have a winning pedigree, but, you know, they haven't looked as strong lately. I think they're better than they were last year, but although that's tough because they did lose Sergachev. They got to make some changes there. They got to make a big time swing if they want to, get back to the finals. Which it is possible. I mean, they do have the ammo to do it. Look at that. They have back-to-back cups, and they have ammo to still go in. Must be nice. Must be nice to have used ammo as well. And you won back-to-back cups, and now you have a chance to use ammo again and win another cup. It's fine. It's fine, though. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. I think Toronto's D-Core is the best that's been in a while, and I do trust their coaching a lot more than, you know, I have in years past. I have questions in terms of if they... I think they do need help on defense, don't get me wrong. And I do have questions... Like, I think they have a solid defensive group, but they need a guy that is going to really take them over the edge because Morgan Rielly as your number one defense option, I don't know if you win a cup with that because if you look at teams that win the Stanley Cup, I mean, you look at their D-cores and you look at, you know, their number one options, Forsling, who just completely emerged last year as a legit top defenseman. You look at Vegas, who... added Pietrangelo to their D-core, and they ended up winning a Stanley Cup. Colorado, obviously, with Makar, and then you have guys like Hedman, Keith with Chicago. Like, you get my point. And I mean, this wouldn't be a bad idea if they, and I get Marner is their leading scorer right now, to where it's tough to sit here and say, yeah, let's flip him to get a number one D option. But at the same time, it's not like he's really dominating in terms of the goal totals. I think if you flip Mitch Marner, who realistically you might not extend anyway, and get a legit top pair defenseman, and then get a good winger, a good enough winger to play with Austin Matthews, because let's not forget too, Michael Bunting was putting up points next to Austin Matthews and earned himself a ridiculous payday. You get that. I mean, you got a chance. You got a chance. All right, I am going to wrap it up here, though. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and watching. Leave a like if you enjoyed. Subscribe. There will be content over the Four Nations break every now and then. How much? I'm not entirely sure yet. But I'm going to utilize most of this time, honestly, to take a break, because I trust me, I need it. I need this break mentally from this team. I desperately need it. So I'm going to utilize my time that way. Hopefully watch my team win a Super Bowl tomorrow, which would be freaking great and put me in such a great mood coming out of the Four Nations break. But yeah, the Rangers take down the Blue Jackets in the final game before the Four Nations break. Everyone enjoy it. We will be bringing you, again, some content, not too much during it. Thank you guys for watching. Leave a like if you enjoyed. Subscribe. Turn on your notifications so you know when I upload or go live. And I'll see you guys in the next one.